Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Sports Radio Boston, and heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And tonight I'm here with a very good friend, and she's going to help me co-host the show. Her name is Rebecca Tripp. She's an author and a spiritual coach and a metaphysician. So, Rebecca, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, Leah.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program.
Great. Good to be here.
Yeah, excellent. So you and I have been working together for a couple years to put together the different projects we've been working on. And, I've always been so fascinated with a lot of the things that you've done in your life. Why don't you share with the audience tonight, you know, who you are and where you've been and how you've come upon this spiritual journey?
Sure, I'd love to. My name is Rebecca Tripp, as we said, and I had a book come out last January 2014. My book called Secrets of a Metaphysical Flight Attendant was published by Balboa Press, and I've been having fun ever since then marketing it and giving book talks and different things that have come up. We just did a workshop, you and I, in New Jersey over the past weekend. And I wrote the book because I started flying in 1967. And as soon as I started my flying career, it seemed that I started to meet mystical and metaphysical teachers along the way, which set me on the path to study metaphysics. And because of that, I decided to reflect back on all the different amazing experiences that I had and write a memoir, because I retired from my flying career in 2002. And a couple of years after that, in 2004, I started teaching metaphysical workshops all over the country. And I did that for 5 years. I taught the work of Jose Silva, teaching people something called Silva Ultramind. I was trained by Alex Silva, the nephew of Jose Silva, who put together something called Silva Mind Control back in the 60s that is still going today. You know, it's still being taught all over the world. And I also study Christian Science. I love that particular religion because it's based on spiritual healing and awakening. And I've studied the teachings of some of the Eastern mystics like Paramahansa Yogananda. And I do my own workshops every now and then. But my book, like I said, came out a year and a half ago. So I've been marketing that, and it's really fun to connect with people through that. My book is also published now in Romania, and it's been translated into the Romanian language. The Silva work is quite popular there in the country of Romania. So a man who is one of the Silva trainers has translated books written by different people who have studied the work of Jose Silva, like Bert Goldman, Jose Silva himself, different ones. And he has quite a few books that he's translated and sells on the internet. So I'm now published in Romanian as well as English. But that's a little bit of what I've been doing. I also have, yes, you wanted to say something?
No, I was just going to say, I think it's so exciting that, you know, Romania is open to learning about metaphysics and the Silva Ultramind training and that sort of thing. I think that's fascinating that, you know, they've actually translated the book, and it's exciting stuff for you.
It is. It's exciting. And I'll tell you, one thing I learned by giving seminars all over the country is that people in the Eastern European countries like Czechoslovakia, Romania, Poland, Russia, all those Eastern European countries too, are very, very metaphysical and open to metaphysical thought and ideas. And I used to get many of them in my classes here in the United States. Bulgaria is another country that loves to study metaphysics. And it's pretty interesting when you find out how fascinated people are in other parts of the world by metaphysical teachings.
Right, absolutely. And you actually have flown probably all over those countries as a flight attendant back in the day, so it must
mm-hmm.
be exciting for you to think about where's your book going to travel next, right?
Well, it is, and that was one of the reasons I wrote the book, so that I'd have a good excuse to travel to foreign countries again. I like to travel with a purpose. So it's nice to, you know, if I get invited to come and give a talk in any of those countries, I'll be there in a minute because I know how to get there. And it is fun to go and meet people in these foreign countries that are open and receptive to teachings like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Rebecca, what would you say is your greatest teacher, has been your greatest teacher on your path?
Well, I have to say that I do think that the great masters that have lived among us have left messages for us that are pretty, pretty amazing and awesome. And, you know, the Bible and the teachings of Jesus are probably my real mainstay. But I do find that I'll study anything that I think has been written by someone who has awakened. I think, you know, we come into this dimension and we have a twofold purpose. One of them is to help the planet with whatever our gift is. We all have talents and gifts that we can share with the world. But I think the other reason we come here is to grow our own soul and develop ourselves and learn lessons by being in situations that we can experience in this human dimension while we're here that are almost like tests going through a classroom situation. But I do think that Jesus was really probably, from what I've seen, one of the most masterful and maybe the masterful of all the teachers that I've studied. And you can certainly, through his teachings, overcome anything that comes up in your life situation. So I would have to say, you know, but out of that, you know, I think learning how to use your mind in a special way through techniques like creative visualization are really, really exciting. Another teacher that I've studied and really adore the way he describes things is a man named Neville Goddard. He's all about creative visualization and using your imagination to manifest, to co-create, to solve problems, to heal yourself. And I have had so many experiences along that line that I do know that when you relax yourself, go within to that secret place of the Most High, you can do almost anything you want to do. And it's pretty exciting. So I'm always looking for teachers that teach along those lines.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you have a strong interest in Mary Baker Eddy and her teachings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind sharing about your experiences with that and how that helped you grow on your spiritual journey?
Yeah, that was an interesting aha moment for me. When I was in my 20s, I was living out in Marin County, California, and I met a man living in Tiburon who had been healed of a brain tumor, and he told me his story, and we just met very casually. He was a friend of a friend, and then a few months after that, I got a very bad diagnosis from a doctor, and he wanted to do a surgery on me to remove an organ, and I was told that if I didn't have this done, I would be dead by the time I was 40 because I had an early cancer. And this was horrifying to me. I think I was about 26, 27 years old at the time. I was just paralyzed with fear because surgery didn't really feel like a good option for me, nor did death. But I thought about what this man had told me about the healing that he had had of a brain tumor through prayer and Christian Science treatment. And I said to myself, well, you know, if it's worked for him that well, there has to be something to it. And I had already figured out through studying the art of creative visualization that if you think a certain way, you attract into your experience what you're thinking about. And I'd proven that to myself over and over again, that we can attract through our thought experiences. And it seemed to me that thoughts were more like things than just intangibles. So I couldn't figure out how to make the connection, though, between thought and the cells in my body. That seemed to be a big mystery. But we have something called practitioners that we can go visit. So I made an appointment to go visit a woman in Marin who was a Christian Science practitioner, not even knowing what to expect, what she would do or, you know, how it went, what the process was. But I found as I was sitting with her and she explained to me in a very loving way that I was the perfect child of God and perfect health was my birthright, I found that the fear and this terrible feeling of dread that was just all through me completely melted away. And as she explained to me that perfect health was my birthright, it made perfect sense to me that, of course, if I could create a condition in my body through my thought, which it appeared that is what I had done, because this was my greatest fear that had come upon me, then I could uncreate it, and I just released it. And I had an instantaneous healing right there. But not only was my physical body healed, but I felt that there was a great shift in how I viewed everything after that. I felt freer, much more tuned into the spiritual dimension, and realized that I wasn't just mortal trapped in a physical body, but I was an infinite idea, really, free, and perfect health truly was my birthright. And I found that after that, I wasn't ever really afraid of my body again, where before I had been. I was always checking to make sure I didn't have some dire condition, you know, and sure enough, I did after a while when I checked it. But after that, it never really frightened me again to think about anything like that. So it was truly a great awakening and freedom for me to have that experience.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, I know that on our path, like I like how you had talked about how we're here for two different purposes, to grow our souls and also to, you know, practice our gifts and grow our gifts and help the planet with those gifts that we offer as each part of the whole, the one, that all of humanity is. We're all one. We're all connected. And, you know, we each bring something to the table, so to speak. But, you know, I think that it's wonderful to know that we are co-creators. And on a more practical side, when you're thinking negative thoughts, it does create a scenario through your body that supports a disease process. I think quite often, this ease is disease, and it festers in your body on a cellular level until it becomes something. And so that's why it's so important to monitor and gauge your thoughts in a more positive direction, even when you're going through difficulties. And this isn't to say that every disease is going to be avoided with, you know, this type of healing, because if we're meant to go through it for our own soul's growth, then that's part of the growth. And, I deal with a lot of folks that are dealing with illness because of the field I'm in, healthcare. So, you know, when they say, well, how can I heal myself? It's not about just healing any condition, because sometimes we're meant to go through the condition too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our
and, you know.
And to have a situation like I did, which was to me like some kind of a test, and I got to pick, you know, through my free will, which direction I wanted to go in. And it was, I was glad that I chose what I did. I took like a leap of faith and came out on the other side intact, not even knowing how I would turn out, but it worked out well for me.
Mm-hmm. You also used it with Lyme disease too, right? You had
Lyme disease. Yep. Years later, I had, you know, all kinds of terrible symptoms, and I found out it was Lyme disease, and I actually was doing the medical route with it because I was so convinced that it was the only way to go. It was such an insidious thing. And then one day I was taking the medication for it in my kitchen, and I remembered that I was a perfect child of God, and perfect health was my birthright. And it was like something just clicked in my mind, and that was it. I got healed of that. That very instant. And it was just a shift in my consciousness that allowed me to go from feeling trapped once again in a physical condition to total freedom. And that was it. It was a wonderful healing.
That's incredible. I love those stories that you shared. And actually, when I was dealing with my Lyme disease, you were pretty close by, and you were kind of coaching me in that direction. And I did do, I tried to do the holistic route and, you know, the spiritual belief system at first. And I don't know if I wasn't fully bought into it myself, because it knocks you down. Lyme disease is no joke. It really does knock you down into to be in such an exhausted state with a lot of pain. It was difficult, but I finally did reach a point where I was able to overcome it with that method too. I was taking, I did kind of switch to the traditional medicine and took some antibiotics for a short while, but I refused to go back on them, you know, for the long haul. I've been able to be antibiotic free for over a year now, and I'm excited about that, because I just believe that keeping my mind in that place where I'm not claiming Lyme disease is part of my life anymore, then I that's how what made me free. I think that's what frees you. Or as you state, you know, you're a perfect child of God, and it's impossible for you to have any disease like that. You know, that's kind of, your words kept running through my head, and I really feel it's gotten me into a better frame of health, an excellent frame of health. So thank you for that.
Nice. Oh, you're welcome. Well, yeah, and I just ran into someone, actually, it's the it's a local doctor here. I was happened to be in his office with someone who needed to go, and I was told in the office that now the medical world acknowledges that people who recover with Lyme disease the best are the ones who do this inner work and find a way to overcome, not just with physical treatment, but because they've always wondered, well, why is it some people overcome it and others, you know, suffer with it, can't seem to ever get rid of it. And it really has to work on yourself internally as well as, you know, whatever else you need to do. But it's important.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've actually shared this story at a few different presentations where I had attended a doctor's presentation, and the doctor was a hip and knee surgeon, and he said that he actually sees on x-rays those folks that think positively about their healing faster than people who think negatively about their healing. So it's really quite interesting how impactful your thoughts are to create what happens in your body and in your energy field. So, yeah, thinking positively, claiming, you know, that perfect existence, it's the best way to go. So we'll be taking a short break, and we'll be back in a brief time. And you're welcome to call in and ask Rebecca or myself some questions. We're going to introduce our new program, the Thrive program, that's going to be available And we've got some other good things coming up. You can call in at 617-237-1234. And if you want to email any questions instead, and I could answer at a later time, email at it's mindhealthcoach@gmail.com is the email for that. So, Rebecca, did you want to just give your website, too, before we go to break?
Sure. You can find me at rebecca@rebeccatripp.com. Or rebeccatripp.com is my website.
Right. And when I come back, when we come back, I'd love to talk more about your offerings, what you're doing. You know, I know you've got some different courses online and that sort of
thing.
So we'll be back in a moment to talk about all those wonderful things.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Bovee and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
The Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Sports Radio Boston, heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 radio network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can learn more or for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And I encourage you, too, to visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com, where you can find meditations there and then also some different programs that we're going to be talking about. One of them tonight, the Thrive Program. And I have on the line tonight, who's co-hosting with me, Rebecca Tripp, author and metaphysician. And she is excited to share about her book that was released last year, a little excerpt from it. Or you had mentioned you were just going to kind of describe some of it, right, Rebecca?
Right, yeah. Yeah, the book is called Secrets of a Metaphysical Flight Attendant. It's a spiritual memoir, and I flew for 35 years, but as soon as I stepped into the friendly skies, I started having metaphysical experiences. So there's a lot of really interesting stories in it, and it would be called a self-help book, but it's got a lot of interesting things about flying the 60s, some of the locations are New York, California. It's pretty interesting. It's got great reviews on Amazon. Check that out. And I'm going to read a little excerpt called Taking the Leap. And this will just give you a little taste of some of the things that are in it. Taking the Leap. Subjective consciousness is made up of imagination and visualization. Both are tools we can utilize to create our world to the way that it is most beneficial to our mission here on Earth. We visualize things we have already experienced or seen. We imagine what we want to see. And as we know, whatever can be imagined can be invented. Neville Goddard, one of the greatest modern teachers of creative visualization, went so far as to say that imagination is God, because the power for creation is limitless. Taking the leap into this way of thinking is very much akin to jumping out of an airplane. You're in free fall for a while, falling around, totally unsure of the outcome. There's no up or down, no north or south, and no guarantee that you'll land where you planned. There's no guarantee that your parachute will open either. But chances are it will eventually. Either way, it's pretty much assured that you will emerge from the experience a changed person. Experienced skydivers know that the only way to achieve control in free fall is to surrender. If you watch them in action, you'll see that their limbs are aligned but not stiff. Their movements are slow, deliberate, and minimal. When you launch yourself into a metaphysical journey, the same principles apply. If you try to control every little thing all the time, the results will be chaotic. However, if you visualize your ultimate outcome and allow your experience to unfold in trust, you'll have a much better chance of a smooth landing. So that's just one little excerpt from the book that's really chock full of all kinds of interesting metaphysical truths that you can come across when you're working as a flight attendant, believe it or not. But the, one another reason I wrote the book is, you know, it doesn't matter what your job is in this world, in this dimension, there's always a way to use whatever it is that you're doing on your journey as your classroom. And that's what I did as a flight attendant. It was just so fascinating to have, you know, all these experiences that came at me and learn from them. So that was why I wanted to share my story with the world. And that's why I wrote the book.
That's great. I love the part, you know, that really, it really speaks to the trust and the surrendering. And I love how the analogy of using a skydiver, because that is, it's completely surrendering. I've never done it myself, but it is surrendering to the air. You're just allowing yourself
absolutely
towards the yeah. Yeah. Have you ever skydived?
No, I was going to when I first started my career back in 67. I was going to go out. I was living in Chicago at the time. And then there was this big skydiving accident, and it kind of like, I said, I don't think I want to do that.
Right. Now they have much bigger.
Yeah, but I did have to surrender every time. Every time you get on an airplane, you have to surrender to, okay, I trust that the mechanic and the fueler and the, you know, pilots and everybody knows what they're doing. You just
right.
kind of have to let go and let it happen. So
yeah,
there is a lot of surrender involved whenever you go out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think just the other day they had a flight over California that was circling the skies for quite a while because the landing gear malfunctioned. But very fortunately for all 136, I think it was like 136 people on board, the pilot landed very gently when they had full, you know, support on the whole runway. They had fire people and they had, you know, the whole runway open for them, but it was really difficult landing that was done very well. So, you're right. Anything like that could happen at any time. So walking on a flight is like surrendering. Absolutely.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Can you share with the listeners one of your most successful techniques in when you're doing co-creating or, you know, what would you recommend as one of your most powerful techniques that you utilize all the time?
Okay. Well, I really do believe in this visualization. You know, I call it active meditation. I like to use it when I go to bed at night and when I wake up in the morning, and maybe once or twice during the day if I have time. I'll also do this. I really believe, because I learned when I first started flying from a man who taught me the art of creative visualization, that if you really feel the emotion of what it is that you desire and you go into that state where you're not really asleep but you're just very relaxed, we call it the alpha level of consciousness, even theta, which is a little bit deeper than alpha. And we go there when we're falling asleep at night, so that's why it's a good time to do it when you're in bed. But if you go there and you feel like something that you desire has already happened and you create it in your imagination to the point where it is so real that you're living it, just like you can be living in a movie, you know, and you're starring in it. And when you get yourself into that state and you feel it, you can make it happen. And I just think that is the most fascinating thing, because in reality, that's what we're doing all the time. We're creating our lives, whether we consciously understand it or we're just doing it subconsciously. So once you start to consciously become aware of it, it can really be fun to, you know, play with it. And, you know, I even find sometimes it's fun if you have something come up in your experience that's a challenge or a negative thing, because you can actually use that as another lesson and work with it to see how easily you can overcome it. So no matter what shows up can be like an exciting adventure when you're on the metaphysical path, which I think is what makes metaphysics so absolutely compelling. I'd much rather be on a metaphysical journey, living life as an adventure, than bored out of my mind.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a certain experience where this was effective for you?
Where it was effective for me?
Yeah, well, during the visualization, you know, what was your most, like, powerful experience that said to you, wow, yes, this is a great technique that I have to do this?
Well, I was fortunate when I first started flying in 67. I was living in this building in Chicago with a lot of other stewardesses, and I met a man who moved into the building with his, these two guys were business partners, and they were always making a ton of money, and they started, you know, always taking us all out to dinner, and we were having so much fun. And then one day, this particular man, Ron, sat me down and explained to me how to manifest using creative visualization, because his uncle was a very famous metaphysical teacher who taught this technique. And he had actually mentored people like Mary Kay, different successful entrepreneurs that we've heard of. And he had taught this man, Ron, his nephew, this technique. So he passed it on to me. So I tried it, and he told me to write down three things on a card that I desired and then just feel the emotion like I'd already gotten them after I read what was on these cards in the present tense when I went to sleep at night and when I woke up in the morning. And I did manifest exactly what was on these cards, this one card. I wanted it transferred to New York in a beautiful apartment. It showed up. I wanted a fur coat. It showed up. I bought it for myself after I moved to New York, and I wanted a certain piece of jewelry, and that showed up. And I said to myself, this is really interesting, because they all seem to show up so effortlessly that I started studying metaphysics. And there have been different times when I needed to manifest a place to live or, you know, transfer or another career, and things would just show up. It's once you get clear on what it is that we really desire. And that's why I've put together some programs that I'm teaching.
That's great, Rebecca. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk more about that when we come back.
Okay.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org. Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life. Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com. Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance. Plus, connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX, Sports Radio Boston, heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can learn more at mindhealthcoach.com. I'd also like to let everyone know that I have a great program out that's excellent for brain health. It's called Daily Meditations for Healing and Wellness. And each meditation is 12 to 15 minutes in length. And if you go on my website, you'll see a lot of supporting articles and research that is documenting how meditation is very effective for helping with many different conditions. But one of my passions is helping to avoid dementia, to help people be educated and learn more about brain health and how they can avoid Alzheimer's disease, which is the sixth leading killer in the United States. So meditations, it's offered both in MP3 format and also you can order a CD online too. But I've got Rebecca Tripp here on the line, and she's talking about her book and some other exciting things that she's been doing. Rebecca, why don't you share about your new journey with your online courses through Udemy?
Exactly. It just came out today. I'm not sure if it's actually live completely yet, but they tell me it is. So I think it just needs to be tweaked a little bit more, but it's definitely out this week. And it's called Metaphysics Made Easy. And it's a series of videos that I did with a videographer. And it is chock full of stories and information about how you can apply metaphysical teachings to your daily life to solve problems related to health, relationships, body image, inner peace, getting rid of anxiety and stress, finding your purpose, you name it. Metaphysics can solve any problem you have to deal with. That's one thing I've learned. So I've touched on a lot of these different things in this program. And it's Udemy, I don't know if any of you have heard of that. It's called udemy.com. And it is a website that was started about 5 years ago, and there are all kinds of courses that you can take if you go to udemy.com. And mine is called Metaphysics Made Easy. So So I have that going on. And then I also have another one on my website called The Abundance Attractor. And you can click on that if you go to the website, RebeccaTripp.com, because that's available. So doing some websites and videos, which is a fun way to teach people.
So you have some subtitles to these videos. Can you share some of those? Because I thought they were really interesting.
On the videos?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's quite a few. Some of the subtitles are Perfect Health is Your Birthright, Getting Rid of Anxiety and Stress, Lyme Disease Gone. I talk about that on one of the videos. Creative Visualization for Weight Loss, Getting Rid of the Blocks. That's one of the reasons we don't manifest, is because we have these, you know, blocks in our subconscious that we need to clear out. The Mental Movie goes more deeply into what I was talking about with the, using the, you know, mental movie when you go to bed at night and when you wake up in the morning. Transcending, Practical Use of the Alpha Level, Manifesting Abundance, which is always big, abundance in all areas of life, Finding That Secret Place of the Most High, Dominion Over Evil, and We Are Never Alone. We really do have a constant companion, which is always with us. And when you make that connection, you really never feel alone. Taking the Leap. And then I have a series of meditations, too, on the Udemy course that people can tune into. So that's just some of the things.
That's great. I love those titles. They're so intriguing. And, yeah, you mentioned you have meditations as well. And I just think that meditation, going to that alpha level, is so important to co-creating and getting your brain. Actually, you set up new circuitry in your brain when you meditate on a certain thought or just the positive visualization, creative visualization, positive thought patterns. You actually set the new circuitry up in your brain if you're meditating on it for more than 12 minutes a day.
Right.
And you can focus on it. And it will, like you said, you are creating it. You're co-creating it very physically as well as mentally, because that's what your thought pattern is going to be. Your perception starts to change. Your behaviors start to change. And it's very powerful. So for those of the listeners that are kind of like, well, you know, the metaphysical things are too hard to grasp and too hard to really hold on to, if you can start at that very physical basic level of saying, okay, well, by meditating and focusing on a positive thought or creative visualization, you'll actually set it up in your brain, the circuitry of your brain, to be playing that message out beyond just the time you're meditating.